True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Here are some fun headlines. Kissing bug sickness now an endemic in the United States. Chagas, a disease commonly referred to as kissing bug disease, is now officially recognized as an endemic in the United States, according to the CDC.
Oh, good.
This means the disease, long associated with Latin America, is now consistently present in the parts of the United States in the South.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it is nicknamed the kissing bug because it often bites faces. Humans and animals can contact the disease when the bug's contaminated feces gets into open wounds, eyes, or mouths. Because of that, they say that you should not smash these things.
Yeah, that is precisely it.
Because if you do, you could spread it, because their poop will do the same thing. So do not squish kissing bugs. If you're in that part of the country, you're asking, where are these bugs right now? California, Arizona, Texas, Louisiana, Tennessee, Missouri, Mississippi, and Arkansas. California alone has between 70 to 100,000 people right now infected with the disease.
Damn.
That is a lot of people. Now we have another headline for
you. So basically what, they bite you and then poop into the cut that they left by biting you?
They're going for that open. That's why they're kind of going for your mouth.
God.
They want that moisture. Invasive tick found in Maine for the first time. Don't go to Maine. Our question, good or bad, what was your critter interaction? 206-803-ROCK.
I feel like you changed one letter. That's a different story. This invasive D showed up in Maine.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, yeah. God damn it, truck's here?
Hello, Ryan. Welcome to the men's room.
Am I on?
Yes, you are.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
I am.
No, wait. Now you're on. Go ahead.
Okay, here I am. Hey, by the way, seeing you guys on YouTube, fantastic.
Well, thank you. We appreciate it. Right.
Yeah. Glad you're enjoying it, man.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, I'm going to like you so you get plenty of thumbs up and whatnot.
Thank you.
Thanks.
We'll take that, too.
So this whole thing started, I was in my early 20s, and I took off from Mount Hood, Oregon there. I was a hardcore snowboarder, ended up in Salt Lake City, and was staying with some friends, and then started dating a lady, and she's like, you need a place to crash, we can share some rent. And she had the only problem is, you got to share the room with a raccoon. So they had been hiking in the mountains. Yeah, a raccoon.
This was part of her sales pitch, like, look, we can do this, but we share the room with the raccoon.
Correct. It was a house converted into 5 apartments in downtown Salt Lake City, an old Victorian mansion. So I kind of had limited space, but they had been hiking in the Wasatch Mountains and found this raccoon that had been run over. And when they pulled over, a bunch of babies scurried off, but one stuck. So they ended up adopting the raccoon. It was female. It went by the name Maverick. And then it had its own little kennel, but I had to sleep on the hide-a-bed next to it. And the funniest thing about this thing was it had character. You know, they had it actually spayed, so it was kind of mellow, but sometimes it would just kind of jump out of nowhere and just jump on your knee and start biting you.
That sounds awesome.
I mean, playful biting or like biting?
No, it was, I think she thought it was playful.
So like a ferret.
She might have thought it, but did it hurt?
Yes, it did.
Okay.
All right, there you go.
That's all I needed to know.
Yeah. Yeah, it hurt, but some of the interesting things was it could figure out how to open the fridge to make we called a Chinese jump rope, a bunch of rubber bands tied together, and we had to wrap it around the door handle of the fridge and then hook it to a nail on the wall so it wouldn't pull the fridge open, because if it did, it would dump all the milk out on the floor. And it would also open up the carton eggs and roll them around and break them all over the kitchen. And so it was very interesting as a roommate.
That, interesting it, is not the right word. I would call that annoying.
Was this an especially skinny raccoon, or was it kind of thick?
No, she was in pretty good shape. She was actually probably about 12 pounds. Right. And pretty, actually somewhat domesticated. But the one thing is it always had a full bar. They had to get a harness for it so that it could be picked up, because when it got really wily, you know, it would snap at you. So it had like a small dog harness around its neck bone and then its main body so that you could pick it up like a suitcase.
Okay. Yeah, and that makes sense.
Yeah.
Why do people want a pet that's like that? I'm not against raccoons in general. I'm just saying, like, I got to put it in a harness so that it doesn't attack me. At the point that I fear that my pet is going to attack me, I don't want that as a pet.
No.
It's a very natural type. There are two sisters, and they both were going to school to be nurses, so they liked to hike, and they just were very much a natural kind of hippie person.
How long did you live with this raccoon as a roommate?
5 months.
Okay. It's amazing how big their claws are. They're thick and black. They're not really necessarily sharp, but they are big.
And it has opposable thumbs, so it could literally like come up and kind of grab you. And one of the tricks it used to do, it would go into the bathroom, and yeah, we had a one bathroom, and it would jump on the toilet, jump up on the sink, and it would turn on the cold water to get water, but it would never turn it off.
I had that happen in my home with somebody. somebody decided to take a bath in my front yard.
Do you think that raccoon would have stood a chance if you released it back into the wild?
No, in fact, it lived for about 10 years, and then it passed. And it was completely domestic.
How long do raccoons live in the wild, or do you know?
I don't really know, but they would ask me, because they would be at school a lot, so they said, you can take it for walks. So, you know, I had a retractable leash, so I would take it down to the city park in downtown Salt Lake City, and I would take it for a walk. But as soon as it saw a dog, it would run up the tree. And so you couldn't pull it out of the tree, you know, because you could break the leash. So I would just stand there until it calmed down and came out of the tree. But people would walk by with some, you know, 6-foot white guy standing with a leash going up in a tree. And then they'd look up and they're like, what's that? And I go, it's the raccoon.
You're nuts.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The good news is you are safe. No one's going to try to punch you or mug you.
Nope.
They're like, this guy's an idiot. He's absolutely lost his mind.
That seems wild. It says raccoons only live 2 to 3 years in the wild.
Is it because of predators or lack of food? So this, because Bad Boy made it, what, 10 years?
Right.
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
It lasted its lifespan is what they said.
They said they could live up to 20 years of captivity.
Now, see, I don't know if it's just like Seattle making me weird since I've been here for so long. I have seen people walking their cats.
I've seen
with a leash. Now, there used to be a cat in the neighborhood that I lived in Wallingford. When I would take Chewy for a walk, Chewie and this cat were buds. And Chewie doesn't like anybody. But this cat would literally walk with us for about a block and a half.
All right.
And they would just tail each other and walk together. And then eventually the cat would have enough, turn around, and go back home. But I used to think it was just so weird to see people walking their cats.
It is still weird. I understand.
Just to be able to control a cat and where it wants to go.
I like it.
People walking their cats on a leash.
I read this whole thing. This guy was like, anybody, you just got to teach it. And you can walk a cat.
I mean, I could.
I've seen them on hiking
trails. But I don't want to.
I have seen them like going up Mount Si. A guy walking up there with his cat. I'm like, seems pretty cool. Cat's on a leash, whatever.
I can dig that. The people that bug me are the people that put the dog in a baby stroller. I just, what? Do not tell me you do that,
nope.
Mike. You don't, do
no,
you?
No.
Okay. Problem. I don't believe that. It happens more and more. I don't understand.
It's just he's getting old.
And it's one thing if you say, look, he's got bad hips. Yeah. All right. I'll cut you slack on that, but I will see dogs that clearly would be healthy if you pulled their ass. The first time I saw it, again, it was Seattle, and I was at Pike Place Market with my wife. I'm smoking a cigarette on the corner, just kind of people watching. She's finishing up whatever she's buying, and I see this lady's walking up the street kind of slow, but has a baby stroller. And at this point, my wife's pregnant, so I'm like, you know, I'm going to peek in there and see this baby. And she walks by, and I look in, and it's a Chihuahua. Okay, so to me, this is the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life. So my wife walks out of the store, and I said, look, man, go look at that woman's baby. Is it cute? I said, it is. You just need to go see it. And my wife kind of does the flyby. She glances in, and just the expression on her face was just like, what the F? Like, she looked disgusted at this woman, and I said, thank you. Look, I'm sure it's fine, but I just keep saying, like, when they say take your dog for a walk, I don't think they mean you go for a walk, and then you push your goddamn dog in the stroller.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.